What's up, y'all? This is Jeffrey, Jeffrey TV, coming to you live on Memorex from the ultimate remote location on a beautiful Sunday. Beautiful, beautiful Sunday. It's probably 54 degrees, but of course, after the wintertime, the cold from yesterday, and the cloudiness and the kind of rain, this 54 feels like summer. Even though I'm dressed as if it's fall. But nonetheless, first thing I want to say, and I probably said it many a time, I love this place. I love this place. It's overwhelming. It may be the memories that I have here. It may be that I am this place, that there's a core in me that was molded and founded and is based in the mentality of back here of what I believe is Midwestern Youngstown, Ohio mentality. Right down to the racism and the alcoholism and the fact that they'll run your pedestrian ass over, even if you got a stroller. And I guess I make jokes about it, but maybe you get more points if it's a pedestrian and a stroller. Because my God, you got to watch. People will cut in front of you, try to squeeze through. You just got to watch. It's not like California, where I'm out there and I'm walking and people stop 30 feet from me, wave, put on their flashing lights, get out their car with a flag and a stop sign for you. Here you on your own. And that kind of mentality, I've always attributed to coming from Midwestern steel mill workers, wintertime, having to deal with drinking, religious, football, tough people. So when I went to California, I damn sure called them pansies. I mean, we always thought California was fruits and nuts and fairies and rainbows and bunnies and all that. And to an extent, it is. To an extent, it is. And when I went out to California, I was into all that. I was into all that new age thinking and new age, not healing, but I don't even say modalics. I don't even know if that's a word. Well, I ain't never went down there before, I don't think. You know, I'm always going to show you South High School. I love these brick buildings. I love any architecture or building that was here when I was here. You just look at that big old school, big brick school. And they tore down a bunch of them already because these things just don't fall down. They just ain't going to fall down. You're going to have to tear them down. And this is built, this is new, but they still build it in that same kind of Midwestern winter, gonna last forever style. Look at that big giant brick concrete building, South High School. Look at that, it's beautiful. I remember when they built this library, I probably told this story a bunch of times, I don't give a damn, because I love this place. I love it. I was born and raised 60 miles from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and 60 miles from the Pro Football Hall of Fame here in Ohio. And I don't think it's an accident that my two favorite things is the music and football. Steelers and B-Funk. And we ain't gonna talk about Dayton, Ohio, how Funk and James Brown, Cincinnati and Bootsy and all them down there in Southern Ohio. This is the fuck where I come from and I love it. I love it. And sometimes I think, you know, being the egotistical or, you know, central, thinking about who I am and what I am and all that, I'm starting to realize that a lot of what's in me, I didn't put in me. I was bred from it. I was born into it, and it was put into me. It was like I had no choice almost, in a way, you know. Sam Harris says there is no free will. But basically, I think his argument is you're going to do what you want and you can't control what you want. Therefore, you don't have free will. But that's a whole different podcast, if I can call these things podcasts. But, I mean, I just love this place. And I have to clarify again, like I always do. I have to clarify again, like I always do, and how I always must. I love being from here. I think the from is important, and I can't not leave it out, even though it sounds demeaning and taking something away from it all. I can't leave that part out. I just can't leave that part out, being from here, being of this, but not here, because there's no doubt in my mind that if I lived here, I probably wouldn't feel the same. There's no doubt in my mind, when I look down and I see that Youngstown right there, that I would feel different about it if I lived here. Youngstown, Ohio, look at it, even just seeing the letter and the words just gets me going. Damn, I love this place. I really do. I really, really do. And I love visiting, talking, and I'm doing this, these shooting these videos and stuff, taking pictures of the same stuff I've been taking every time I come here. Every time I come here, I'm touched and I'm moved by it. And it could be, again, the from part being that I can see how far I've come or where I've went. How far I've come has a demeaning tone to it. I can see where I came from and where I'm at now. Walking the streets of downtown Los Angeles, I was taking the bus, I was taking the flyway from downtown Los Angeles, and we rode through the city, and I'm like, I work there, I know where that's at, that's where I walk, the big beautiful lights and big beautiful buildings. It's like, I've been in that building before, I worked there, I've done this, I've ate there, da, da, da. I love it. I've always loved downtown, I've always loved the metropolitan look, city life, hotels, this buzz, taxis, all of that. And now I'm out there in the valley, Hollywood, LA, middle of it, traveled all over the world. And for the fans, like P-Funk One, yes, I have not forgotten about that. And I'm still covering, gonna make another commentary about Mr. Clinton's speech when he received his star in the Walk of Fame. I will definitely have to make another, I got another commentary in the works because there's something I want to add to my previous discussion of the subject and my previous experience, add on to it. All of that, I mean, just, it was here when I first heard Mothership Connection. I know exactly where it was. I can go to the house right now and show you exactly where I was sitting. Knock on the door to know the people still in there. Go in there and take a picture exactly where I was sitting. In fact, I probably did it last time I was here. I probably got a picture of that very spot that I was sitting when I first heard Mothership Connection. Took that 8-track home. Now look where I'm at. And for the fans, like P-Funk One. And I created P-Funk One. I got P-Funk One. It started off because I wanted the license plate. I got the license plate because I wanted to get P-Funk, but it was taken. So I knew I had to put a one in there someplace. So it could have been one P-Funk or it could have been P-Funk One. So I got P-Funk One. Next thing you know, I became P-Funk. I started up P-Funk1.com. And then I didn't start calling myself P-Funk One. I didn't. I called myself, I was P-Funk One AOL. Other people started calling me P-Funk One. P-Funk One. I was like, okay, this is my license plate, it works. Then I got the jersey, and now look at it. P-Funk1.com, my first domain that I ever registered, which evolved into Jeffrey TV, which is more based than what it really should be. Because it is all about me. It's all about how I do it and what I does it. And I didn't want to get it. I didn't want to get it. See, these people run you over. And of course, there ain't no light there, so they should have waited. See, ain't no light there, so I had to ride away. You don't have to ride away back here. Pedestrians ain't got the right of way back here. You take your life in your own hand. Anyhow, that's where I come from. I'm watching the Pittsburgh Steelers every day back here. At one time, and maybe still, my most prized possession, my Steelers jersey, P-Funk 1, Steelers and Funk, Steelers and Parliament, Pittsburgh and Parliament. It all started here when I was one of the first people to be riding around this place with a booming system, because I figured out that them 6x9 speakers in the back of my father's car mounted in the trunk got me the sound that I wanted. I learned how to maximize that with other electronics, equalizers and power amps and the whatnot. And I was able to get the sound I wanted. I was like one of the first people to ride around up and down Hilmer Street, blasting Parliament out the back of my car, putting people in there, putting them in the back seat, you know, smoking, doing whatever he was doing, and just giving them some kind of next level experience. I didn't know. I'm just doing what I'm doing, you know. I didn't know I was blowing people's minds back there. I remember one dude named Hank. I remember specifically. Kind of a younger cat. You could tell he was going to be a cool cat. He got back there, you know, hang with us or whatever. We were smoking on this. It was Color Me Funky. I distinctly remember. It was Color Me Funky. He said it just took him to another place with them speakers back there. Riding, smoking. Just the sound that was coming out there. That was me. And this is where I'm from. This is what I do. I love this goddamn place so much. I do. I love this place so, so, so much. I mean, right down to how much they love Jesus, niggers and hunkies, the whole racism thing. I don't know if it's still, it is. It is. I talk to them. People still think whitey out to get them. People still think white's at. They swear white people is. Black people swear white people at. And I tell them, you know me, I got to stand up. I tell them, where I'm at, I can't say where I come from. When I come back here, I can't say where I come from. I got checked on that last time. When I come back here, I can't say where I come from. I say where I'm at. White people love black people more than I do. And that's probably probably less exaggeration than you want to accept. This Family Dollar. They got Family Dollars back here. We just walked past a Dollar Tree a Dollar General. We walked past. So they got these dollar stores. This is at the corner of St. Louis and Market. My kids, the ex, and them used to live right down a few blocks down St. Louis. So this was a store. They would come here because this is one of the areas now that's labeled a food desert because there is no grocery store. It's like you got to go like 5 miles to get to a grocery store from here. And they try to build like a grocery store, food place where people can get groceries, you know, like, you know, fruit and foods like that out of a building. It's been abandoned for almost 40 years. Cold Cuts. It used to be called Cold Cuts. And that place been abandoned for like 40 years and somehow they got a building. They're using that building. I want to go in there. I don't really want to go in there and see what's in there. I've been riding past that thing for years. Decades. And it's always been closed. And it's still standing. So they got like food deserts. They used to have a Buy Low, I think it was called, or something low grocery store, but it went out of business. I think it wasn't Cleveland School. But they tore Cleveland School down. School I went to. And then they built a grocery store there. That building's still there, but it's empty. The only thing surviving down there, I think, was Foster's Theater. And that's X-rated. It's been going for decades, too. And then you also got the drive-thru. Drive-thru I used to go through and get liquor, get beer and drink illegally because I was too young. We used to drive up through there. That's still going, of course. Human nature. The best parts of being human lie within the weakness of the flesh. I'm telling y'all. And this is where I grew up. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about, this place. Coming back here, like I said, it might just be memories. It might be the memories that that are entrusted or encrusted or in me, or my previous experience, or that my life was so good back. My life was good back here. Youngstown was a different place when I was coming up. We talk about the Dewey Street, 400 block of Dewey Street, the crew we had. You know, me making my Dewey Street dugouts, me making clubs out of the garage, stringing electric cords from the house to the garage, and getting electricity out there, getting the old carpet that we had laying around, putting the carpet on the floor and old furniture out of the basement. And I made like a nice little clubhouse back there. It was nice. I mean, I've always did stuff like that. You know, people come around. We had our own Olympics one year. We used to go outside and play every day, play football. We had outdoor park. Outdoor park had one of the top 10 roller coasters in the world, Wildcat. I grew up on that. Milk Creek Park. I come to find out Milk Creek Park is the largest metro park in the country, I believe. If not the world, largest metro park in the country. All that's man-made. You know, I grew up going to that, having that. Youngstown used to be booming. Everybody used to come to Youngstown. James Brown came to Youngstown, Smokey Robinson. I remember seeing him. Sci-Fi Fieldhouse. In fact, the Sci-Fi school we just walked past that I showed you. I saw James Brown, Smokey Robinson there. Before I was like 6 or 7, I don't forget how old I was. I was young. That's what I grew up with. But I knew, I always knew, it wasn't going to be enough. And I always knew it wasn't going to be enough. And then in 1972, I don't know why I keep saying it was 72. And I always say it's 72 or so, but I was only 10. That can't be right. But it was around that time they start saying the EPA is shutting down the steel mills. It's going to get ugly around here. You got a steel mill, generational steel mill, family structure, generation, workforce. What's it called? The population. You know, these ain't people with bachelor's degrees or scholars who may or may not be ready to go into a computer age, a less industrial age. And it went down. It went down severely. They warned us. They warned us to get out. And I did. I did. With the help of, you know, my family and friends and everything. It wasn't just me. Family, friends, I could name them all. All through school, coming out here, staying with cousins, Noreen and them. That whole thing, how that whole thing went. And then I'm out there now. In fact, I rode past the first apartment I ever had out there. San Marino Avenue, 66 South San Marino Avenue. Apartment 3, $350 a month. I was making $7.50 an hour. I made it work. I remember getting the apartment, getting the keys, getting the lease. Electricity wasn't even on yet. I went to McDonald's, got me a 40-ounce. I was back when I was drinking. Went in there, sat in there. I think I had a candle. Sat in there in my apartment, ate my McDonald's, drank my beer. Look at me now. Look at me now, paying $1,800 a month. And you know what's funny? You know what? I looked at my rent. I think when I started 20 years ago, at the place, at the spot I'm at now, because I lived there before and I lived in another area, I think I was paying $644 a month. I think I was paying $644 a month 20 years ago. Now I'm paying $1,800 a month. And I'm gladly paying it. I'm very gladly paying it. I got no problem with it. I feel like I'm lucky. Because I guess it just went up over the years. Next thing you know, I look at that lease, $644 a month. Now I'm paying $1,800. And it's not a complaint. Not a complaint at all. So I'm making the money to do it. I maintain my career out there. I messed up a few times, maybe because of my drinking. Definitely because of my drinking one time. Then I quit drinking. And then I got a better work ethic, and I knew what I needed to do. I mean, I knew and I know what I needed to do. Here was the Uptown Theater where I saw Jaws. Used to be a marquee here. I guess they're gonna try to renovate it and do something to it. Where I saw Jaws when Jaws came out. Larry Dawson said, you ain't see Jaws yet? Y'all ain't see Jaws? Me, Earl, Larry, I think Carter came with us. I don't know if Michael Wells came with us. Whoever was there that day. We went and saw Jaws, and it was scary. We had never seen nothing like that. They hadn't made movies like that before. Jaws was revolutionary. See, all that growing up here. I always like Treasure Island. I used to love me some Treasure Island. That's what Treasure Island used to be. Now it's the Mahoning County Southside Annex for something. You know, they bricked it up, got rid of all the windows. And so I don't know why I always like to mention Treasure Island. I just do. Treasure Island, because I guess because they had toys, clothes. You know, it was like a department store. It was like a Hills. But Hills had slushies and popcorn. I don't ever mention Hills because I don't walk by one. I guess I only mention the stuff I walk by. Okay, fair enough. The Hills on 4th of July used to have a fishing thing. My father used to take us up there. They would have like fish in the swimming pool, and you're supposed to put a hook in there and try to catch them with a dough ball or something. Oh God. This is Cranfield Fair. Don't get me going. Don't get me going back here. Oh my God, I love this place. I really do. I love this place. That was my mother's bank right there, Union Bank. Down the street, a little building on the left, brown building. Dr. Delph was my doctor, pediatrician. I'm just telling you, I love this place. The trees, I love the trees. I love the weather, the humidity, the lightning bugs. Of course, the mosquitoes used to eat my ass up. Mosquitoes, I still got marks from getting mosquito bites when I was younger. Look at this place. Look at this place. I loves it. Like I said, it's nothing compared to what it was. It's nothing compared to what it was. And that may be why I can say and maybe emphasize being from this place. Because it's no doubt it's not what it once was. It's just no doubt. It's just not. It's not what it once was. And to still be here, to actually still be here, it wouldn't hit the same, I'm sure. I'm sure it wouldn't hit the same. I'm positive it wouldn't hit the same if I was living here. But to come back and visit, to ground me and to let me know, you know, where I came from, or helps me appreciate where I'm at. Helps me appreciate where I'm at. See, these people don't care. They just don't. Pedestrians, they just don't care. They, you see that? And he looked a little young kid, but still, you know. They don't care, or they're more aggressive, or they say, I just move out of the way. You gotta watch this place. You gotta be on top of it. Churches, brick buildings. See a lot of these empty lots. There was businesses there. There's businesses all down here. They're all gone. Returning it to nature. A lot of empty buildings. You never see empty buildings in California. Vacant businesses. Youngstown Barber College. I like seeing that word, Youngstown. I do. I'm gonna have to zoom in on it. Youngstown Barber. I like seeing the word Youngstown with that big Y. That big square top Y. Whatever font that is. You gonna make me come over here and get the selfie. I mean, that's a selfie, but see, look at that, see? You better get out of their way. These people, I'm telling y'all think I'm joking. These people, you see how he comes flying by there? California, they'd have stopped and waited, stopped traffic for me and all that stuff. So either way, I go back, and sometimes I get mad at them doing that. I'd be like, just go already. Yeah. Latino supermarket, which is back here, major. Because when I grew up, it was only black and white people. Wasn't no Asian. Might be a Puerto Rican every now and then. So when I came out to California, I was like, y'all sure do got a lot of Puerto Ricans out here. Folks was like, nope. Them ain't Puerto Ricans, buddy. Them is by no means Puerto Ricans. And Asians, I ain't never seen no Asian. Maybe one. And that's the simplicity that I come from. And I'm not knocking it. I'm not knocking it. There's something truly, not commendable, but worthy. Or I definitely appreciate it. What's the word? Something, not fundamental, but something notable about it. But anyway, I'll just take a picture. But anyway, swinging on y'all two times. For me, for Funk, for Youngstown, motherfucking Ohio. Steel City. Cleveland School, St. Patrick School, Cardinal Mooney, Chauffeur Career Center, Kirkmere Kindergarten, I do believe I went to. I'm gonna ask my mother, is Kirkmere still doing it? People still going to that school out here. People still going. I guess see a little kid standing up in his car seat, not strapped in. That's where we're from, baby. That's how we play. That's how we roll. Tell you something else about this place back here. Folks don't be stopping at stoplights. Stoplight system is so messed up that people just go through them. People just go right through them. You get used to it. Every time I drive, I see somebody just go right through a light. Because you be sitting there for like 2-3 minutes. It's like everybody know they ain't working right. I love this place. Paul Moore Sports used to be up here. When I was playing football for the Buckeye Elks, on the Chicago field, we used to practice there, play down with Vonnie Rogers. Used to ride my bike up to Moore Sports, get a mouthpiece. I could afford a mouthpiece. It was like 99 cents. Go home, boil it, put it in your mouth. So it molds. Used to go up there, look at the cages on your helmet, because all the face masks on the helmet, on the standing helmet, was just a bar, a little plain bar. Even a lineman had that. Unless you got a cage on your helmet. I think my father finally bought one, or I saved my money and I got one. I put it on there myself. Because I've always had tools. My father always had tools. I had to drill everything. I was scared as hell to drill in the helmet. But I did. I measured it. I did everything. I looked. I got it on there. And I drilled into it. And got it on there because I had the tools. And the know-how. Because, you know, I was always going to the library figuring stuff out. Doing stuff. So, you know how that goes. Anyhow, speaking on y'all again. Two times. For me, for the funk. For every elementary particle that exert resistance in this. Oh, not in this. In any atom in this or any universe ever was, this will be a totality of it all. A theory of universe. Of all as one, including memories and things gone by. Everything, history, all of it has to be considered in the totality of it all. My name is Jeffrey.